When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Sugar girl Gina Views.
Almighty Suspect.
And we got a legend in the building. Somebody who is responsible for documenting the new era of LA culture. Facts. He done worked with Mozzie, YG, Blast, DDG, Blue Bugs, Blueface. And the list goes on.
Yeah. Very long
list. It's a long list. A long list for sure. Yeah,
he has a very long repertoire.
Nah, yeah, facts.
Ronnie Lewis. Though.
Yeah, facts.
I want to say, Lewis, you nasty.
Yeah, Lewis, you nasty. There we go. The GOAT. He in here. Let's go.
What's up? How you doing?
It's a blessing to be here. You know what I'm saying? I always wanted to be here on this platform. Suspect, no, we've been working since the beginning.
Man.
And we've been coming to No Jumper on Melrose back in the day and shooting videos. So to be here like this is
full
awesome.
Circle.
Yeah, facts. That's only makes sense. Hard.
We was talking before the cameras came on and you had mentioned, well, y'all both was talking about how you was probably like one of his first and he was one of your first.
Mm-hmm.
Pause.
And pause.
Yeah, paused it.
And from my for what I remember, you were like a lot of firsts for a lot of people, for a lot of artists. Mm-hmm. You was the person who, like I said, has been documenting the culture.
Yeah.
And the earliest video I can remember is the Draco. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You did a lot of work with Draco.
It's like, in LA at a certain time, it's like, we were all coming up around the same exact time. It was like perfect timing. Like, that's when you was going crazy, like just starting. Frosty was just starting. It was like, Draco was just starting to really like make waves. And I was like right in the middle of everything, just shooting for everybody. So it's like, I got a lot of people's like first videos, big videos. And it's just like, even till now, I've got to see different eras of LA rap happen. So it's like, it's amazing. It's dope. And it's like the whole time throughout, it's like we were kids, you know what I'm saying?
We
so it's
young.
Like we growing up through this shit. So it's like, it's dope just seeing you here now and then how far we came. It's just like, it's a good story for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely crazy. Mm-hmm. Me and Lewis, I'm talking about Lewis to come pull up to shoot our videos. He used to make the beats, shoot the videos. And then Lewis was like so tight with us, bro, when we wouldn't even go home. I remember sleeping in Lewis' back seat. Nice, you know what I'm saying? Then we shoot the next morning. We in the studio till 4 a.m. We sleep in his car. Next day, we working like that. Like we was outside just shooting.
100%. We was so focused. It's like, we was on the same exact goal. Like, I was so hungry back then. I was like, bro, I'll stay out here every single day. Let's just shoot. And we'd be sitting there every day rounding up the money for the video shoot and then go shoot the video. And we just kept going back to back to back, just putting out work, putting out videos. And we was like, we was loving it. And it was just like, it worked perfect. Like, literally, sleeping in the car. Like, we was really, like, just getting it in every single day, like, working.
That's
like,
hard.
True definition of just everyday working.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the beginning. When did you begin? I didn't know you was making beats, so he just dropped the bomb on me.
Yeah, that's
so
the
let's
thing.
Go back to the beginning. How you get started?
People that really know, like, they know I've been making beats for a while. That was, like, really how I started. That's how I got my name.
So is that the tag?
Yeah, that's the tag. Literally how you said it was exactly how it was.
Yeah.
I done made a couple beats for a lot of people. So it's like
Kickin' Flavor, Cannons,
facts.
Did you make Black Sheets?
Yeah, made that one.
Hey, he made some of my street bangers, I'm telling you.
A lot of
Lewis said, make the bangers and shoot the video.
That is hard.
And see, a lot of people don't know, like, one take J to the neck, I shot that video and made the beat. So that was like, you know what I'm saying? His first real breakout. So it's like, I've been like behind the scenes for a lot of different artists.
Yeah.
And it's just like, producing was the first thing I was doing, really. Like, I was producing, making beats for everybody. I would audio engineer, and then I just kind of picked up the camera. Mm-hmm. Cause like the music industry, like we all do different stuff. Like I'm sure you engineer your music right now, and a lot of rappers, we just try everything. So I was trying videos, and people kept seeing them like, yo, videos is hard. Like I fuck with your beats too, but your videos is hard. And I'm like, eh, I fuck with the beats more, but all right. But it just naturally picked up and blew up crazy. Everybody started hitting me for videos, and I'm like, damn, like I'm editing so much, I can't even get on the computer and make beats no more. But it's like, it made sense. So I was like, you know what? Wherever people are feeling the most, that's where I'm going. So if people rocking with the videos, I'm sticking with that. So that's pretty much what I stuck to. And obviously, it worked out for me. But beats is definitely a thing. Like, I'm always going to tap back in, and artists will hit me up and be like, hey, yo, we need some beats. Send a pack over, and I'll get back in there, and I'll make some beats too. So
how did you start making the beats? Like, what age?
Honestly, it's funny. Bro, people don't know about this, but I used to play a game back in the day off of PSP. Hmm. It's called like Trax Pad, I think. And It was just like FL Studio. Like you can make beats. And I was a little ass kid, like making horrible trash beats, but I was feeling them. And I was like, yeah, I'm making these. So when I went to the computer and got FL Studio, I'm like, oh, this is just like the PSP game. So I literally picked up on it. And literally I was, you know what I'm saying, producing since 17, 18. And then just from there on, I was just going crazy with it.
And when did you pick up a camera?
It happened like a little after that. Like, I was always in the studio with a bunch of different rappers. Like, when I really first started, probably at 18, I was working with Joe Moses a lot, actually. Mm. And we was just knocking out beats and beats. And then every now and then, I bring a camera around, and he'd be like, oh, do some video work for me here. I'm fucking with it. And then other artists, they would be like, oh, yeah, bring out your camera. And then it turned to the point where everybody started asking me to bring the camera. So I started bringing the camera, and I'm like, well, I'm doing more camera work than video work. And that had to be around when I was, like, 21. I'm, like, 26, about to turn 27 now. So it was kind of around there. So, like, some years after producing and knowing all the rappers, I picked up the camera. And since I already knew everybody, it was easy. It just spread like wildfire. Just, like, I had relationships with all the rappers already. So when I started shooting videos, people were like, oh yeah, automatic, let's get one in. So
Did you know how to use the camera already? Was you just carrying that?
Yeah, I know how to use it, you know what I'm saying? Like back in school, high school, I was in like a little video production class. And
I was in one of them classes.
Yeah, exactly. So
that's
it's like,
I know how to edit now.
I knew my way around, but even I'm always learning new stuff. Like back then, like even to this day, every month, like I'm learning new stuff. I'm creating new color profiles. Like it's nonstop learning type of thing. So it's like back then I was really trying to pick it up. But even now, like I never think I know everything or everything's fully done or how to use a program. I'm always trying to come up with new stuff.
Right, you could always learn something new.
Yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm. When did you start charging?
Honestly, like I was charging since the beginning. It was just nothing though.
Me,
yeah,
hey,
I'll keep it 100.
Me,
yeah.
me and the unspoken one.
Yeah,
we used to be doing whatever we could do because Lewis wasn't playing. Yeah. He was gonna thug with us and he was gonna stay in the trenches with us, but he wanted his money.
Nah, that's a fact.
So we would have to scrounge around, do whatever we could do to get the bag, and he just driving us around like, yeah, niggas better get this 250 by the end of the day.
No, real talk, that's literally how it was. Like, so I rock with them. I'm like, bro, I need the bread though. Like, we driving around every day. I need gas money. We gotta make it work. Like, I'm here rocking with y'all every day, so let's just get it. So they get to it and I be driving around and boom, pick up some money. They go there, pick up some money. All right, we got enough for the video. Cool, we gonna start shooting. So it's like, I always been charging, but it was like literally like 150 back then. So it was like nothing. But it's just like, I was charging from the get-go. I already knew. I was like, oh yeah, people gonna have to pay for this. You know what I'm saying?
What's the first video you remember? Sorry to cut you off.
Nah,
the very first one.
Bruh. I don't remember the very first one, but like the ones we were shooting were like the very first ones, like that was getting posted to YouTube and getting views and
so ours.
Yeah,
that's
not literally 100%.
That's
the first one.
Yeah, for sure.
Viral.
And then from working with y'all, that's kind of how I branched over to working with Draco. And then once I started linking up with Draco, it was just going crazy with that too. And then once I started working with, you know what I'm saying, all y'all, it just everyone in LA started hitting me up, and that's when it started spreading.
I feel special, y'all.
Nah, facts. Nah, real talk, bro. You had a
That's love.
Nah, you had a big role to play with everything, and I always give my kudos. Like you know what I'm saying, Frost, Draco. Even after that, I started shooting with Famous Dex during like the SoundCloud era. And he was going crazy. Like
you was taking off with
that. Yeah, we was shooting videos like literally just as much. And that's like the thing, like the work ethic is what separated me from a lot of people and what gave me my name and how people saw me. Because they were like, bruh, Adam would literally tell you, he was like, bro, I done seen you like 3 times shooting videos this week on Melrose. I'm like, bro, I'm getting to it. So it's like, we always had a relationship even back then. That's why I was always, always here at No Jumper. You'll see me back in vlogs in 2016 mm-hmm. shooting videos. And
he was in the first one. I think it's me, you, yeah. Famous Dex and all. And we was walking down Melrose and Adam walked up on us. Yeah. No, we would always prefer to call Lewis because Lewis, he going to drop whatever. He going to pull up and he going to get it done. That's so we would always facts. Prefer to call him because we know he's coming.
Yeah, 100%.
So this is like a full circle moment then. Nah, shout out to Sus for bringing you through.
Yeah, it was perfect. Circle. That's why he hit me. I'm like, man, this is perfect. It got to happen, 100%.
Man, because he's going crazy even right now with DDG. You are doing facts. Your thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
I appreciate it. Good looking.
And I seen some shit with Offset.
Yeah, Offset. Yeah, work with Offset. Gunna, Wiz. That was like a childhood hero getting to shoot with him. That was dope. It's just like, you know what I'm saying? I'm at the point where I get to pick and choose who I get to work with, and I could literally listen to an artist, hit them up, like, let's work. And they're like, oh, yeah, I've been checking out your stuff. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. So it's blessed position for sure.
That's fire.
Yeah.
Now that you're working with these major artists, and mm-hmm. I know we just talked about the people you started with, what mm-hmm. video that you shot would you say was your breakout video?
Breakout. It's like, it's two different like levels. Like L.A. breakout
right.
probably was like the Draco Impatient Freestyle. Mm-hmm. I shot that video and that was one of those songs that it would kept on re-blowing up every year. Yeah. Every year he got into some, he would go to jail and it blew up even more. He'd get out, it'll blow up even more. And that video just kept carrying, the views kept going up over time. And that really like, I think stamped me as far as like L.A. people knowing my intro and seeing that. And it's just like, as far as everyone else, like other rappers, it was probably the Moonwalking to Calabasas with DDG and Blueface.
Okay. Yeah.
That was like a big one for me.
Wow.
Yeah. Lewis is going crazy.
I was trying to do some research on you, and you know, you got a clean record. You ain't.
Yeah, nah, I do. I stay out the way. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Always been low key.
You see, super low.
Anybody that work with me, they tell you, like, damn, Lewis, like, he shoot the video and leave straight afterwards. But it's because, like, I have such a like respect for people. Like, you send me your money, like, I'm not gonna be sitting there smoking, drinking, which I'm gonna keep it professional, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna leave and I'm gonna go home, get back, dump the files, get to editing, so people know, like, okay, I could count on this dude, he a businessman. Because, you know what I'm saying, music videos is like where I'm starting now, but I eventually want to move on after that, TV shows, movies, whatever. And you know what I'm saying, I want to be able to use this portfolio for whatever I do next. Mm-hmm. So it's like all these business relationships I'm building with everybody, I take serious. And it's just like, no matter how big you are, I'm gonna give you full respect. So
no, that's factual. I can't remember a time, and we sleeping in his car, and I can't remember a time where he ever was drunk with us, doing any type of drugs with us, smoking with us, nothing. He the responsible one. He makes sure we would get home.
Nah, for
like,
sure.
You feel me? 100%. He the responsible one. No, definitely.
What was your upbringing like? Like, where does that come from?
Yeah, my upbringing is just like, I was always, like, when I was young, getting into fights and stuff, and you know what I'm saying? And that's kind of why I was like this now, is because I've already experienced, like, all the drama, all the craziness, and everybody go to a certain point, hit a wall, where like, I ain't on that no more. Mm-hmm. And you know what come with it, like, having a certain type of energy and, you know what I'm saying, having a big mouth, it only leads to a certain type of way, so I like to stay low, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Duck off and just try to focus on positivity only. So it's like, when I'm working, it's work, it's positivity, no bullshit. So that's what I be on.
You got to give us one of them, like, untold stories of hip-hop, some crazy shit that went down in, like, a video shoot or something.
I got too many stories.
You got to give us your best one.
They're, like, all horror stories, though. Like, I'm trying to think of some good ones, but honestly, it's like,
can you tell us about the time you had a shootout? I mean, not you had a shootout, but when you were shooting a video, and then something broke out?
Yeah, no, that's happened a few times. And it's like, that's the thing when you shoot in L.A., like, it's like, you shoot for gangbangers and all that, anything can happen. You got to be on point. You got to be coherent. I don't be on drugs. I got to be aware of surroundings, but
I seen the video. You was in the honeys. I'm like, oh, these the niggas I went to school with.
I'd be everywhere. Literally, like, when I started, my price was so cheap. Like, no, people that barely started could afford to hit me up, and I pull up by myself, projects, wherever, and just shoot. And because I was so hungry, and I just wanted it so bad, and I was trying to just make an impact on a culture. I'm like, if you buzzing, I don't care where you from, where you at, I'm pulling up, and we going to make a, you know what I'm saying, a movie. But yeah, shootouts definitely happened. There was one time we were coming out of a club, and you hear arguing. When you hear that, you already know it's bad when you hear the club. So mm-hmm. all of a sudden, shots pop off, and they get louder, and it's going crazy. And I just duck down, run to the whip. But unfortunately, stuff like that happened. You know what I'm saying? Especially in L.A., like, you can't dodge that, whether you a video man, director, producer, whatever. It's like, you got to be aware. And all situations are dangerous. So it's mm-hmm. like, I take everything serious. But I've seen a lot of stuff happen, a lot of fights break out, a lot of shootouts. And, yeah, it's unfortunate.
Who was you walking out the club with?
I don't remember. It was like a local artist, but it was honestly like, I think it was like Riverside somewhere, like random club. Mm. And it was just like, when you really don't know the area, don't know nobody, you'd be like, oh, hell no, I'm out of here. So I went straight back to the whip.
I was in Riverside with Ash Bash one time, and it was a shootout. Just like that, walking out the function.
That's it how goes it up in the IE. People yeah. think it's sweet. It definitely goes up in the IE.
Yeah, there's places. It's like, I think IE has like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like any other city. You got the San Bernardino and rough areas, but you got nice areas like Rancho too. So it's like a lot of people will get construed or mix those two, but it's like, it's areas. Depending on where you at, it could be horrible or it could be, you know what I'm saying, very nice. So
what city you go to high school in?
I went to high school in Upland, but I'm originally from Ontario, but I went to Upland for football. Mm. Like, I was always into sports. I was out the way. And, yeah, I used to play football, so that was, like, my main thing growing up.
Ah, so you was big on the sports.
Big on the sports. That's what I was on. Yeah.
Was that your dream as a kid?
Yeah, I guess. Like, when you don't know nothing else, like, I played sports all my life. That's why I was like, I guess I'm going to just play sports forever. Mm-hmm. And then, you know what I'm saying, it gets to a point where you're like, I'm gonna pick up something else, do something else. And that's when I kind of started hanging around with rappers and artists, and I was like, oh, I'm going to start producing. So that kind of just caught my eye more, and it was more me. So I knew, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna head down this path for sure.
Okay, what's some of the so I know you got some big records that you produced for some famous people. Do you got any ones that's not coming out? Can you tell us about something like that? Like some big records you produced that's not gonna come out?
Yeah, I got one in the vault right now with DaBaby and Dex that they made. It's such a crazy joint. It's so fire. And I was just talking to the label. I'm always checking, like, are we good? Are we getting clearance? And they just hit me like, yeah, it's not coming out. I was like, damn. But that's the thing, like, people don't understand about. That's why I was like, I'm good on being a producer, because you can have so many tracks with artists. Like, you already know Thug got 1,000 songs.
Right.
And there's probably 60 producers that got a song with Thug and don't know about it. Mm-hmm. And it's never going to hit the album. It's never going to come out. So I knew, when you know you got these tracks with people and they don't come out, it's so frustrating. Because yeah,
that
got to
be a different type of feeling.
Yeah, it sucks. And especially when you starting to make traction, you start counting it like, okay, I got this one, this one, this one, and none of them drop. You like, damn, like, I got to start all over again with other artists. But like with videos, it's very rare you shoot a video and it don't come out. Yeah. So,
right. So you knew which lane you wanted to go to really get your craft out there.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
It's so crazy, like, me finding out right now that you was a producer, because I used to be like, he one of the only videographers with a tag.
Nah, facts. Nah, for sure.
That makes sense, because you were a producer.
Yeah, and I just kept the name going, because since I made a name and now, I was like, you know, I'm going to just keep the name and cross over. I'm not thinking I'm only going to do this, but yeah, it happened real naturally, too. That's a good part.
Being that you're so successful with the videos, do you have any desire to just go back into producing at all?
Yeah, definitely, like, depending on what artist, they'll hit me up like, Lewis, bro, I need a beat. I know you make beats. I'm like, yeah, I got you. So it's like, pretty much artists I listen to. Like, I listen to a lot of LA music. So a Blue Bucks hit me up, I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to send them a pack. Mm-hmm. Suspect hit me up, I'm going to send them a pack. It's like, people I listen to their music, I'm always excited to, like, any type of way I can get in the music with them, I'm going to do it. Producing, shooting a video, I'm all for it.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your favorite artist to work with right now, 2022?
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
My favorite artist, it got to be DDG, just because he's so consistent. Like, me and him, we were like on the same page with everything. And with him, like, vlogging and putting out content so much, it's like full circle. He always hit me, we need video, we need to shoot this, we need to go in here, we need to do that. And it's just like, damn, it keep me consistent as well. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Having somebody you can lock in with that's always working, always putting out content, always shooting, it's like it only benefits you too. Helps with the work ethic, helps with the content, everything.
How did that relationship start, you and DDG?
It's a funny story, actually. I was shooting a video for Famous Dex, and DDG actually came into the studio. I guess he was getting a feature from him. And he was like shaking everybody's hand and he was explaining, oh yeah, this DDG, whatever, whatever. We just got done shooting a video. So as I'm walking out the studio, I see a dude pulling up in the I-8. I'm like, who the hell is this? And it's the same dude I walked into the studio. I was like, oh, okay, that must be that dude. He must be a good rapper or whatever. So I went back home and literally like a day later, he DM'd me like, hey bro, I need you to edit a video. And I was like, nah bro, I only edit stuff I shoot. And he was like, bro, I'll pay you whatever. Like, I don't care. Like, and I was like, nah bro, I only edit what I shoot. Like, if you want a video, just hit me up and we'll get one set. And he hit me up. And then after I saw like the numbers on that video, I was like, damn, like this dude really got like viewers coming in. And he started keep locking in, and that relationship just went crazy. Like, we just locked in, and ever since then, 4 or 5 years later, like, we just keep going.
Have LA politics ever interrupted, you know, your work with artists or anything? Has it ever been a factor on who you decide who you want to work with?
It's never been a factor, because people know at the end of the day, I'm here to make art. But it's like, same time, like, you got to be cognizant of what's going on. It's LA, and some people can give you a pass, some people won't. So it's like, I try to always, like, just think about what the situation is, what's going on. Like, I don't shoot diss tracks, or I try not to if I can avoid it possible. Mm-hmm. I just try to stay out the negativity. And with LA gang rap, it's like, there's only so much you can not shoot, but the fact that I shoot for everybody, I feel like it makes it so like, hey, he not choosing side, he shoot for everybody. Right. Like, and this dude, I make art, you know what I'm saying? I fit in the same category as a graphic designer or a producer or something like that. Like, we just here to make the artist better, and that's what we focus on. All the other stuff really don't got nothing to do with me. Like I said, I'm cognizant of it, but I don't get involved with it. I don't game bang. I'm not in the street life. I'm just a businessman. So people know that, and they respect it. And especially at the point I'm at now, like, people know who I am. I pull up, and it's nothing but respect. And, you know what I'm saying? That never really gets involved with me. Mm-hmm.
I think it's also how you carry yourself, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've never seen you, like, oh, like, when it's somebody's hood day, you didn't shop for. And then you'll post them and be like, shout out to the Wooty Woop. Like, you keep yourself 100%. Away, and you just stay business savvy. So I think it's kind of better like that, because you carry yourself a certain way so people can't throw you in that box. Like, oh, he fucks with X, Y, and Z. Like, nah, he fucks with everybody. Yeah. And he work with everybody.
Yeah, fact. It's like, I don't carry myself like this because I'm a video director. It's like, this is how I really am. So it's like having common sense. Like, you know, like, okay, don't promote this type of stuff because, you know, these people watch, everybody watching, and everybody going to feel some type of way no matter what you say. So you got to be smart. And it's just like, you can only help so much, but it's like, if I can do everything I can to stay on the work and positivity, that's what I'm on. That's it. So
you ever have to tell a nigga I can't shoot this video because it's a diss track?
For sure.
Tell it, who? Come on, man, you gotta tell us who. Sure. Like,
nah, like really, like so many big rappers, they'll let me know like, hey bro, I got this diss track. I say, nah, can't do that, bro. Like, come on, they be like, bro. But it's like at the end of the day, it's like, especially if it's like you dissing somebody I work with or I'm kind of connected with, what's stopping them from feeling some type of way and be like, Lewis, come on, what's going on?
Right.
Like, it's common sense. So it's like, I'm like, bro, we could shoot any other song. Like, let's try to stay away from the diss tracks. But like I said, if I know it's a diss track, I'm not going to do it. But
what if it's an M?
An M?
Yeah.
See, now we talking. Nah, it's the same thing. You gotta stay by a certain code, especially in L.A. You know, L.A. ain't playing. Right. So
you can't play that shit in L.A.
Exactly. I take it very serious, so.
Okay, yeah. So you was telling everybody how you shot for me, Frosty, Draco, Ralphie, you know, R.P. Draco, he gone now. But do you have any last memories or last moments that you spent with Draco?
Yeah, I was actually there the night he got killed. We were shooting a music video for Gorillaz and Nuns. And like the last happy interaction we have is, as soon as he hopped out the car, I'm like the first person he saw. And Draco, he's like, sometimes he gets in moods. And so when he happy, like, you know it. So he hopped out the car, he dapped me up. He like, yeah. And I'm like, damn, like I love seeing Draco so happy. Like he was so happy to perform that day. And it's like the energy was so hype. Like I just love, and him hopping out the car, seeing me first, dapped me up. I was like, okay, like, you know what I'm saying? Cause that was my first time really going to a show with him. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? Obviously that shit went all the way south. And it's like, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's at RPM.
For sure.
Other than that, do you have like any other really memorable moments?
Yeah, it's like really some of like the best music videos and moments I have is like with artists that like I looked up to. Like earlier I mentioned Wiz. Like Wiz was always an artist, like a childhood hero. And you know what they say when you go meet your childhood hero, they like, be careful. But mm-hmm. he was everything that I thought he was gonna be. He was hella cool. We were sitting in the studio, met him through Sosa Man. We were shooting with Sosa Man. We was in the studio with him. And we watching like Tropic Thunder, like dying laughing. Hmm. And it's like the interactions were so cool. And he hit me up a day later like, oh yeah, we trying to shoot a video, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, damn, for sure, I'm with it. He pulled up and he just let me direct. He let me take control of the video. He let me do everything. And he was just like really cool with it. I sent him the video. He loved it. And it was just like so easy to work with. And he was like everything I thought he'd be. So
that's fire. I was definitely shout out to Wiz.
Yeah, for sure.
That's dope.
Have any of these like higher profile type niggas and tried to run off without paying?
See, that's the thing. What I do, like you can't run off. Like you're not gonna get your video edited if you run off. Like it's gonna sit in the vault and it ain't coming out. So it's like people don't really run off on me, but like with labels, when you deal with labels, they take forever sometimes.
To fill that invoice.
Like, I'm gonna be like, hey man, like y'all gotta speed it up if y'all want the video a little bit sooner. Mm-hmm. But yeah, nobody try to run off, especially at this point in time. Like it's coming respect. You know what I'm saying?
What would you say is more convenient to work with? Is it independent artists or major labels?
Honestly, independent artists, because with major labels, I sit on the phone talking to all the label people and managers more than I talk to the artists. So it's like, if I could just lock in with the artist, what do you want for the video? You have this in mind? Cool, cool, cool. Let's do this. And stuff gets done way quicker. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the bigger ideas you got to get the labels involved just for budget reasons and all that. But I like locking in with artists, like, just on a personal level. That's kind of how I blew up, like, that run-and-gun style. Like, pick up your camera. I'm in town, L.A., for 2 days. Like, pull up on me. And it's, like, natural. Like, I feel like when people see that on the video, it comes off real authentic. And, like, that Moonwalking to Calabasas video, that was literally just a party. And I was having to stop everybody to shoot scenes. And I feel like the energy in the video, just like you could feel it. You can know like, okay, this ain't staged. I didn't have to tell everybody, all right, start dancing or you start throwing money. It's just natural. It just happened that way. So I feel like those are the best things to watch on camera because it feels authentic.
Yeah.
Organic.
Yeah, for sure.
To go back to Draco real quick, before my last interview with Draco, he said that there was a company who reached out to him to do some sort of documentary on his life.
Yeah.
And I remember in that moment thinking like, these is the whites that, you know, contacted him. I don't know if who got involvement in it from the city, but I feel like that story can't be told without a Louis Unasty, without Voice Too Hard, right. Kenneth Wynn, people who actually is from L.A., who, you know, been around these artists and things like that. So, I mean, I don't know if anybody reached out to you about that or whatever, but I feel like the story can't be told without y'all.
I definitely want to be in there, but people got to realize like Draco specifically, he get out of jail. The first thing he do is he hit up a videographer immediately. Like, I'm seeing him before a lot of people. Like, as soon as he touched down, he like, let's shoot and let's work. So it's like, you know, we got a big role to play too. Like, just shooting videos, and after so many videos, I'm around him a lot. Like, I can see his personality, get to know him. So it's just like, definitely, like, the stuff that we did, that's his passion, was doing music, shooting videos. Like, that's what he got excited for. So to be a part of that is super dope.
He, I would say, is one of the most consistent artists that we've seen in a long time.
Yeah, 100%, for sure.
And people can be consistent in the content. Content can still be poor. And Draco was putting out good quality music. And then, you know, y'all capturing the moments. Yeah, and it's good content.
And that's really why I was so excited to lock in with him. Like, he was literally my favorite rapper growing up, listening to him.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, oh, I got to shoot a video for Draco. So when stuff fell in line, I was like, oh, yeah, we working. So, like I said, being in L.A., I listen to all the artists. Like, even now, all the up-and-coming artists, I'm listening to y'all. So, it's like, when I hit y'all up, it's probably because I'm playing y'all music and, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, it's time to lock in and get it going, so.
And a lot of people don't do that, and mm-hmm. especially for you to be at the level that you are mm-hmm. and you still DMing, up and coming rappers that you like from here, listening mm-hmm. to, you know what I'm saying, that show yeah. how humble you are and that you really love this shit and it's not just for money.
Yeah, no,
you
know? That's mm-hmm. a fact. And it's just like, the way I think about it is, I look at myself as an A&R. Like, let's say Cole Bennett shoots a video with somebody, he blows the artist up.
Right.
We'll never hear about this person. He shoot a video for him, they blow up. Like, Jack Harlow, I never heard of him before. That video with Cole, and Cole literally blows people. I think he did that with Lil Skies. So it's like, video directors have a different role, I think, now, where it's like, we can low-key, like, harbor artists and, mm-hmm. and let them blossom. So it's like, nothing I love more than getting the new up-and-coming artists and letting them pop. Because there's going to be errors that happen. And if you get stuck in the era, you're going to get left behind.
Facts.
So I'm always looking for the next young artist to boom, bloom and blossom. And I'm going to be right there like, let's get it in. Let's shoot the video. Let's get it going. Get the career popping. Because with any artist, whether they big or not, if you do good, I do good. We yeah. on the same team. Mm-hmm. I want nothing more than a young artist to get a platinum plaque, get a bunch of views, because I'm a part of that journey as well. So anybody, no matter who you are, anybody could blow up. Any artist, before they was big, they was small, and people work with them, and that's how they got to that point. So me understanding that, it's like, I don't care if you don't got a lot of views. I could tell a talent from, you know what I'm saying, non-talent. So it's like, artists I listen to, I'm like, yeah, they got it. I'm gonna start locking in.
Treat people on your way up how you mm-hmm. want to be treated on your
exactly,
way down.
Exactly.
You that's a good dude, because that's very important. Like, a lot of people, they come up and they kind of forget about where they came from mm-hmm. and the level of artists that got them where they are. And they'll just be like, oh, well, if you ain't yeah. Moneybagg Yo right. or Lil Wayne, you know, then mm-hmm. I'm not fucking
Lewis
with you.
Lewis yeah. answer the phone anytime. That's hard. I call him right now yeah, to fact. This day. I just shot with Lewis like 6-7 months ago.
Yeah,
anytime I call, he comes.
Yeah, for sure. It's just one of those things, like, you know what I'm saying? Because of the rappers, y'all let me live my dream.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because of artists like you, like, locking in all the time, like, it's creating me to a point where I could do this every single day. This is my career, it's my job, it's my passion, and I get to do it. So it's like, every day I wake up, I'm giving thanks. Like, appreciate the guy, appreciate all the artists locking in all the time and just allowing me to create videos. Like, every time an artist hit me up, I get excited. I'm like, here we go. It's like an artist with a blank canvas. Like,
you making history.
Yeah, nah, facts. And it's like, sometimes I got to stop and look back and be like, damn, I guess I did do a lot, because I'm always so focused on forward and what I'm going to do next. When I stop and look back, I'm like, wow, have done a lot for mm-hmm. sure.
I don't think people consider how much the videographer is in tune with the artist
mm-hmm.
and how much you around. Like, you yeah. damn near like family.
Yeah, honestly, it's like, a lot of these artists, you know what I'm saying, we'll have deep conversations with them. We'll have honest yeah. conversations. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like anybody else that's around, and I get to tap into the creative mind of an artist, and they're like, I want to do this, and kind of get in this mood because in this song, I'm kind of expressing this. So it's like, I get to help them get that next step of creativity. They did the part where the song comes in hand, and they got to trust me to expand that vision into the visuals. And if it matched what they saying in the song, they going to mess with it, and then it's going to help all the views and the content come alive.
Right, we got an idea in our head, and mm-hmm. we tell it to Lewis, and then mm-hmm. in a week and a half, it's on y'all phones. Y'all get to see the thoughts that we have in our head. We tell it to Lewis, and he figure out how to write up a treatment, yeah. and he puts it out in motion.
Making yeah. it come to life.
Yeah, for sure, because mm-hmm. you got to think, like, a lot of video ideas, all I'm doing is listen to the song. You talk about this, okay, let's include that. So it's like, I got to be in tune with the music in order for the video to come alive. That's the only way.
Mm-hmm. You play a major role in these artists' lives. Mm-hmm. And especially, like I said, with telling the whole story. Yeah. And I think a lot of videographers and producers don't get love for the role that they play within yeah. the culture, the hip-hop mm-hmm. culture, and, you know, the role that they play in these yeah. artists' lives.
Yeah, give this man his flowers. Yeah. I always text Lewis and try to give bro his flowers.
Yeah,
because if it wasn't for Lewis, it's like, mm-hmm. who was really going to deal with me and Snow sleeping in his fucking car, nigga? You feel me? Yeah. And working with us constantly, yeah. the price that he giving us, the mm-hmm. time that he's spending with us. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shows real true dedication. You know what I'm saying? So you really got to get this man as far as why he's here, because if it wasn't for him, a lot of us wouldn't have been able to get our ideas how we wanted them and when we wanted them.
Yeah, for sure. Now, I appreciate that. It's like, for me, just being a part of the bigger picture, that's enough for mm-hmm. me. Like, just saying I can be stamped in LA culture and had something to do with these artists blowing up, like, that's more than enough for me. So yeah. it's like, being at a on the phone call ready to move, like, I'm always going to be, especially for suspect artists I locked in with, new artists, whatever, and not even from LA, anywhere, because it's like my ear is always to the music industry, and it's like I'm trying to put my footprint in as wherever I can. So
this nigga always been a hothead.
For sure. Bro, I'm gonna be honest, hanging out with him and Snow, bro, is literally the most like ridiculous thing possible. Like, we keeping it very like normal conversation. Them boys is crazy, like literally, like, yeah, this it's bad. Facts.
You
it's
seen
bad.
How he been acting up here?
Yeah, I have. Man, he wilding out, but I ain't gonna lie, that's always been his personality. He's not putting on, that's literally yeah. him. So it's like,
I'm trying.
When I saw that, I was like, suspect,
but you're it's just like, go, bro,
nah, facts, nah, I see you. So
yeah, nah, yeah, facts it's always been like that, but yeah. I'm trying. We growing. He I know yeah. Lewis can attest. I was way worse. 2016, 2015. Sure. You wouldn't even want to be around us
for sure
at all. Yeah. We working.
Real knuckleheads. But we was all young. Everybody go through that knucklehead phase, and like right now, I would not have energy to put up with y'all was too
facts.
Crazy
facts. But back I wouldn't then, have energy to put up with
nah
that
literally
shit.
But back then I was so hungry, I'm like, fuck it, we go get it in, like, no matter what, like, we locked in for sure.
Oh, that's love.
There's a girl she's a TikToker. She went viral for the you better come get one of these chicken salad. You know what I'm talking about?
Nah, I never heard that.
Oh, so you don't be on TikTok?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, she went viral on TikTok. Mm. She's a very viral soundbite on TikTok. Mm. And Google offered her $500 for her sound. Has any big companies tried to play you like that?
Honestly, like, no, just because, like, I get to control what price it is. Like,
yeah.
When it comes to these videos and these labels, I get to tell them what I charge. And most of the time, there's no discrepancy.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was producing, I would get more of that type of stuff. And that's it's hard being a producer. I give respect to producers because it's like you always fighting for your credit. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you'll see somebody blow up with your song you don't even know. And this is, you know what I'm saying? When you're young, you don't know nothing about the DistroKid and everything. So it's like people could get away with stealing a lot of money from you with if your distribution not set up. So definitely got to get that right.
Facts.
But yeah, with video, that's why I like doing it so much. Like, I'm controlling my credit. Like, when I edit the video, so my logo going to pop up first before anything, before you hear the artist, the beat, whatever. So it's like me being in control of my own branding and making up the price, that's why I was like, okay, yeah, this makes more sense.
It's a lot of rappers watching right now
that
want to know how much, what's the starting rate?
You know what I'm saying? The thing is, like, it depends on what you're trying
what
to
you
do.
Want.
Yeah,
what
it depends on what
Lewis
you want.
He'll pull up with it all
and
really give you the works, or he'll give you, you know, still fire,
still
but he'll
fire.
Give you just, you know, like, you know, keep it real cordial, keep it light, but still how you write. It all depends on
facts.
What you want.
Yeah, I try to work with as much artists as I can, so I'm going to work with most budgets, but it's like, I done did big budgets, 40K, whatever, and we got 70-man crew, but it'd be like, bro, I need one location, I need 3 hours. Just pull up with the camera, make it saucy. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna work with you. Give me, you know what I'm saying? 1500, 2000 range. We can get it going, get a location for you, maybe get you a model, make it look good. Cause I'm not gonna pull up.
Oh, you bringing the bitches
it.
Too.
No, Lewis get you right.
You know what I'm saying?
You bringing the bitches in the car,
listen,
too.
Yeah, you know, we got the cast. We got the cast.
You got the money?
Yeah.
Lewis gonna
you bringing
get
the,
right.
You bringing the props?
You know what I'm saying? We'll pull up with a whip or two. You know what I'm saying? Make it right. But yeah, honestly, it's like I try to work with everybody, so I don't wanna cut off a certain amount of rappers because I'm trying to charge too much, because, you know what I'm saying, there's enough bread to go around for me. Like, I'm good. Like, so I can take $1,000 hit to work with, you know what I'm saying, 50% more artists. And for me, that makes more sense because I'm looking at it long term than short term, buck type of thing.
The relationships last longer than
exactly
the money.
For sure.
Is your first question, what's the budget?
Low key, yeah.
Hell
what's the budget? What we doing, man? What you want?
So, like, they say I got $350.
Nah, we can't.
You living
with
them
that.
On scene.
Don't
you know
even
hit up your auntie. Tell her you're trying to get a Ronnie Lewis video. See if she throw you a couple extra bucks. I ain't gonna cut it, but you know what I'm saying. It's like I respect people that will save up a lot of money to shoot me because I know it's expensive. I get it. You know what I'm saying. And it's just like at the same time, you got to pay for what you want. You know what I'm saying. You get what you pay for. So I'm not gonna bullshit you. I'm gonna get you a quality product. So what you pay for, I respect it, and we gonna make it happen. That's what it be on.
Yeah.
Real nigga.
That's fire, though.
For sure.
What about movies?
Movies, yeah. That's the end goal, really. It's just like, when I think about movies, it's like, when you watch a music video, you sitting down for 2-3 minutes. And it's just like, in a world where our attention spans so quick, you can have somebody sit down for 2 or 3 hours and stop their day to watch what you doing, watch your art. That's a big deal. So it's like, I definitely want to get into the movies just because I love watching movies myself. And you know what I'm saying? That's a different type of bag, too. It's like, you know what I'm saying? They start throwing around them hundreds of millions of type prices.
Yeah, so. That's that network bag.
Yeah, nah, facts. So, nah, honestly, that's the end goal for me, but I'm going to still shoot music videos for as long as I
You're
can.
You're still young, too.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, there's directors that's like 60 years old, so I can worry about working on movies later down the line. But right now, it's like, I'm just full focused on helping out the music industry specifically.
Fire. There's some kids who have been making really good music videos on their iPhones.
Yeah.
Have you ever attempted to tap into the iPhone
videos? I have not, but I have seen the quality. It's different. It's scary now. So it's like
everything can right on your phone.
Everything on your phone. But it's like, that's why you got to keep on reinventing yourself. Like just holding up a camera, that ain't enough. You got to come with more sauce. TikTok, you can get crazy effects and filters. You got to figure out something else.
Yeah.
So it's crazy.
Like, I like that though, because that gives me opportunity to separate myself from other people. And I got to the point where I'm at right now because of my creativity. So when iPhones and cameras start getting cheaper with better quality, that just gave me a challenge to be like, all right, I got to come up with something new. I got to put my stamp in somewhere else. And I think it's also good because we got so many people shooting videos now, so many cameramen that it's like, shooting a music video is like expected now. Mm-hmm. Like you drop a song, people asking when the video coming video. Out. So it's
sometimes they dropping a song without dropping a video without
with
the song.
You know, 100%. So it's like, I've had labels literally tell me like, listen, we're going to shoot a video to every single song. I think Beyonce dropped the album with all music videos or something. I think the world's changing.
It's a visual album.
So it's like, if anything, the market's getting better for people like me.
Facts. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Is there a conscious decision when you edit in to put that signature on there? Because your videos, like, I know if I come in halfway through a video, I know it's your video.
You see that?
Yeah. I know that signature.
Nah, facts. Yeah, nah.
It's one, like, transition where it's, like, you triple the rapper, like, whoever it is rapping, you'll, like, triple them or double them or something.
Nah, facts. Yeah, I definitely try to throw my sauce in there.
I might have been one of the first niggas you did that for.
Yeah, that's a fact.
When was at the big crib and then you had the three of me coming out.
That's how I know I'm watching one of your videos. Like, I don't need to hear the tag. I don't need to see the intro. I know when I see that's one of your videos.
Yeah, and that's like I was about to say, that's like another version of my branding. Like, if I feel like I created effect or I'm the first one to bring it to light, I'm going to keep implementing it so people know. Like, if I use it once and people copy what I do and they use it a million times, people ain't going to know I did it.
Yeah.
So I try to make sure you're going to see it, you're going to know I did it, and I'm going to put my stamp on it. And so, like, effects and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? A lot of artists are big on effects. I try to come up with something different and really know, like, okay, when you get Ronnie Lewis, I want this type of effect, this type of coloring that you do. And that way, when people come to me, they already have a good idea of what they want. Mm-hmm. So we always on the same page.
Yeah. Tell me this. It seems like in the, I would say, like, the early 2000s, like, you know, when Rockefeller was heavy doing videos, Murder, Inc. was heavy doing videos, you noticed that there was usually a storyline with the music videos.
Sure.
And now, in this time and age, storylines are literally, like, completely removed. It's just drugs, strippers, money, and, you know, change and stuff. Do you think that even makes a difference? Do we need storylines, or is that something that we should bring back to the videos?
I think we always gonna need them storylines, but I feel like back then the music was a little different. You know what I'm saying? Like, the music that had storylines back then, it's the same type of music that would have storylines now. I just feel like the more popular songs, it's just like those type of songs, the drugs, guns, whatever.
Mm-hmm. There is no story.
Exactly, there's no story. But there's also like an element that I feel like separates today's videos from old videos is the fact there is like, you could tell it's like an amateur shot it, but it's like, you know, it's real.
Right.
It's not staged. There's not 17 people back here with lights on you. You know, this is really happening. It's like, I feel like the first artist that made that popular was like Chief Keef.
Raw and uncut in the house.
Yeah, watching the old Chief Keef videos in the house, like, you were like, this is hard because it's raw, it's uncut, it's because him. Because
it's like before that, every video that you saw, you could tell that it took a lot of money to make those videos. I feel like people like you need to give more credit for making it more accessible to artists like us, because in like 2005 and 2006, 8, 9, watching these like Dipset and Lil Wayne videos, you like, bro, I know this video cost so much money. Joel's then walked around the corner, shit blowing up behind him. Nah, it's 10 people. You know what I'm saying? It's like a whole lot. So being an artist, you looking like, damn, I gotta sign or I won't even have no video.
Nah, that's a fact.
You know
that's
what I'm saying? Fact. So people like Lewis made it more accessible for you to be in your house, be like, I want to do this. Let me find somebody around me, get in contact with them, and do it.
Mm-hmm. And you gotta think, it's just like how everything changes. Like the time is different. Like you can't just put out a music video and then sit for 5 months. You probably could do that back in 04. You can't do that now. Like you shoot a music video in 1 week, people are like, they stop watching it. Where's the new video at?
Yeah.
Like the way our world is, like you gotta keep up. You gotta keep dropping videos. So like you go spend $50,000 on a music video, that's not gonna last 2 months. People's attention span's the same. Mm-hmm. You gotta keep coming with stuff. So it's like people like me allow artists to keep on dropping content and keep that flow going. And you know what I'm saying? If you want to keep dropping music with videos, you got to keep fronting that money. So people without a budget, they don't got that. So you can't just keep getting high budget videos all the time. Sometimes you got to get a quick running gun in. If you do a freestyle, like people don't even really want a full budget for that. So it's like, that's where I kind of fit in. Big artists in town for a week, I'll go pull up on them. You know what I'm saying? Knock some stuff out for sure.
Yeah. I know you said your end goal is to do movies, but what's like the ideal production? Is it like is it a biography? Is it a movie with a storyline? Is it like a documentary?
Yeah, it'd probably be a movie, just because I'm into movies. I watch movies a lot.
What genre?
I watch everything, but I really fuck with like war movies.
Cause it's too, like 300.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, Troy.
Yeah, I like shit that's based on a true story. Cause when you watch it, you get even more into it.
You like modern war movies or ancient war movies?
I like both, honestly. Like anything like war movie related, I'm rocking with. Especially ones that are based on a true story, like this Saving Private Ryan's Black Hawk Down, I'd be on those. I'd be loving those. So probably be a war movie, honestly.
Okay, fire.
Would you be scared of any of the backlash? I remember when Benny Boom did the All Eyes on Me movie and the Black Twitter tore him up.
See, that's the thing with me. Like, if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it right. And if I'm hopping into a lane that's not my lane yet, I'm gonna make sure I got everybody around me that has been doing it. So when I pop in, it's not all on my back. And that's kind of the thing about like big productions and doing movies. It's like you got so many people around you.
Yeah.
You don't need to put all the bear on your back. You just put in your sauce, your storyline or whatever, little tweak it. That way you can still come with a certain type of quality.
Yeah.
So yeah, I want to just jump in and just try to do it all myself. I make sure I got people that been doing it and been dropping movies and get with a good production team so everything come out right.
That's super important to have a team of people. And I think that the audience, they kind of forget that there's multiple people who work in these departments who it's not just all on a director.
Yeah.
A show like Raising Kanan, which is they damn near doing time travel. They got the props down packed all the way down to the cars that people drive into, the Jordans that niggas is wearing, the food, what's happening on the TV, the newspapers. Yeah. Like that is very, very, that's real important.
Yeah, facts. It's a team effort always. Yeah. Like, if it's a lower budget video, I'll probably pull up me, maybe a couple other people. But big budget, you just know there's going to be, you know what I'm saying, at least 20 people working on your video. I might have two different people editing your video, helping. I might have a visual effects person throw their sauce. So it's like when you see those productions, it's never just one person. You know what I'm saying? Directors will get a lot of credit and stuff like that. But it's a lot of people behind the scenes. I don't work with people that's worked in big movies, Forrest Gump and stuff, working for me, just doing the lighting and stuff like that. So it's like definitely like a humbling experience. And when you get around these type of people, you understand like, okay, these people been doing it, like definitely respectable. And it can't work without somebody else. Like if I didn't have these people knowing what they were doing, because sometimes they come to me like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Respectfully, I think we should do it like this. And I'm all ears. I'm like, cool. All right, let's do it that way. And we'll do a take. I'll be like, yep, that looks good. So I add that, you know what I'm saying, intelligence to my bag. And, you know what I'm saying, that information gets passed around to make everybody better.
Yeah. For the videographers that look up to you and that's watching right now, tell them what's three things that a good videographer needs?
All right. First thing you need is hustle, grind. You're not gonna make it if you're sitting behind your computer. You got to get out there and work. Like Suspect was telling you, I was sleeping in the car, literally, because we were shooting every single day, mm-hmm. and we was on it. Like, if you ain't got that drive, you're not gonna make it. Two would be your brand, might include your style. You got to find your identity. What's gonna make you different? You know what I'm saying? You could be inspired by somebody, but if you copycat somebody's flow, you're not gonna pop. Anybody that got a name for themselves is because they did something a little bit different. And it might not even be an effect. It might be an idea, a certain way you open up a video. And three would just be always just focus on getting better. Never think that you know everything. Never think that the video is good enough. Never think that, okay, I did this, I can kind of stick to this. You got to push yourself. Like, even for me, I got to push myself to keep on buying new equipment, buying new lenses, trying out new programs. I've been using this program for 5 years and I'm doing good, but like, nah, I got to go sit down there on the computer for hours and try to learn this new program just to get better. So it's like, really, it just come down to that drive. If you really care about it and you really care about it as a passion and not just a job, like, all those things will happen naturally for you.
You such a good dude, because I'm so happy he didn't say a camera, a laptop, and a hard drive.
Nah, Lewis really let you know.
That is the game.
Facts. Appreciate it.
That's
hard. He just laced y'all little niggas with y'all Sony cameras at the kid, your little cannons. He just laced you.
Yeah, a lot of people ask, what kind of camera are you using, bro? What kind of lens? What kind of editing software? I'm like, bro, it's more than that. Like,
right.
I just shot next to people with the same exact camera next to me, and it's like, it's going to come out different, and it's because I focus on the little things. Like, I can shoot probably a better video than somebody with a cheaper camera because I understand composition, lighting, all that stuff goes into it. And it sounds real cliche, but honestly, like, it means more. I had to learn that the hard way, you know what I'm saying, going through the game, always trying to focus on what camera, what lens, when really it's like how you shoot it, what angle, and getting all that stuff is way more important.
Hmm. You think your good eye came from experience or from what you learned in school?
It's probably both, but mostly experience. Like, it's like an artist. Like, you just gotta have an eye for it. You gotta have a talent. Like, I could pull up and an artist be sitting in front of a brick wall, like, I ain't got an idea, bro. How we gonna make it work? And I could sit there and be like, all right, so you talked about this on the song. How about we have you talked about touching the sky? Okay, let's have you stand on top of the brick wall, face up, and we'll have the sun hit behind you so you silhouetted out. Like, you gotta have that type of like artistic mind to kind of like make stuff come alive. So it's like, just like an artist is able to sit in the studio and freestyle bars, I'm able to freestyle an idea on spot. And most of the time, most of my effects and stuff I do are stuff I think about on spot. So it's like, you got to definitely have that in you.
You done inspired me to become a music video.
Yeah, you can do it, man. You
right, yeah, I can try. Sure. I'm about to go get a camera.
I'm going to call you.
Suspect.
Come shoot.
Yeah. Let's get one in.
You feel me?
Sure.
Oh, speaking of that, you know how producers, they'll like tag team on videos. Why don't videographers do the same thing?
That's a good question. It might just be because of ego. Because it's like,
it'd be videographer beef.
I don't think it'd be beef, but it'd be ego.
You know, like how producers collab? Like, it'll be three producers on the same beat. I need the
Ronnie Lewis, Voice Too Hard, and Kenneth Wynn.
Why don't they do that?
I need that.
For sure.
That's
a good idea. I don't know. I guess it's not been done before. You know what I'm saying? We work with people, but other big names, like, I would definitely be open for that.
I would
Ronnie
love
Ronnie Lewis, Jerry Productions, you know what I'm saying? Ronnie Lewis, Cole Bennett.
What's the guy that does Blast Stuff? Blue? I think his name
is
Blue.
Something like that, yeah.
But I would literally, that's why I was saying, like, when we talking about people telling our story, telling the West Coast culture story of this new era, because, we are losing a lot of people. And I just think that at some point, this shit has to be documented and we have to talk about it. We losing our legends too fast.
It
seems like back then, I mean, I'm not at all these shows with artists and things like that, but it just seems like back then it was just more footage. Remember the show Backstage? It comes on Netflix. And it's like different concerts and stuff like that with like DMX, Snoop, and Jay-Z. They all are on this, you know, one show, whatever. But we need y'all, because y'all are the ones, y'all have the experience with these artists, y'all have the footage, and y'all are the people who can really tell these stories. Like,
that's a fact. Like, even after the Draco situation, I went back, and for like 3 days, I just looked at all the old clips we have, and mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? I'm looking at stuff like, damn, nobody even knows we got these clips. I'm looking at him being goofy and little funny clips, and it's just like, if I could figure out some way to put this in a medium where I could show people all these good clips, like, it'd be awesome. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got so much unreleased footage of artists and videos and stuff like that. I definitely got to figure out ways I can utilize that.
Y'all got to do it. I know Kenneth Wynn has hella stuff in a vault with Nip. And he'll drop certain stuff, you know, every now and then for a birthday or, you know. And it's just like, y'all are the ones. I'm sorry to put all this on y'all's back. I'm sorry, but y'all got to tell that story for us. Because if y'all don't tell the story, and no disrespect to nobody, but it's going to be them little, you know, motherfuckers who not built like us and ain't, you know, cut from the same cloth that's going to be telling these stories. And it's going to be lies and shit in there, which we already see with a lot of video, you know, reaction videos and things like that to certain situations. But y'all, at some point, I need like all of y'all just to get together and do something.
I just feel like that unity, it gotta happen all the way around. Cause I feel like even with artists, like, you know what I'm saying, that unity has never been there. Like, you'll get certain people that click up, but full city unity, we don't have that. Yeah. And it's just like, I feel like once we get that all around the board, like, LA music will jump to the next level. And it's just like the politics get involved with the everybody collaborating in that certain time. So it's like, I get it, but at the same time, it's like, once you're an artist, if you focus on music, let's get it going.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's get everybody collaborating. I know with Shoreline Mafia, Greedo, and Draco, they had like a little collaboration going, but it's like, that's not big enough. We need everybody, you know what I'm saying, getting together.
There's definitely, I think there's space for somebody to, you know, for y'all to do that for our era for sure.
Yeah, 100%.
Because, I mean, what it would be like the next, 15? Maybe 10 years to where that type of content is supposed to be coming out.
Yeah.
And I think one thing that's lost right now with shows and things that we watching is no like behind the scenes type shows.
Yeah, that's true. And that's why I try to tell artists, like, get some vlogs in. You know what I'm saying? Because people want to see that. Like, people love, and that's why I'll even like take clips in the video and just play a raw clip just because it makes it more personable. And I know like Ralphie, I know he'll do like some vlogs every now and then, and it's like people love that. People want to see that. So I tell artists all the time, like, you know what I'm saying, get a camera out, even if you shoot it yourself. Like, people want to know all this background information because, you know what I'm saying, everybody's time here is limited. Time as a big rapper is limited, and it's like you might not notice it, but people want to see everything.
Yeah.
People want to see your day-to-day, and you might just think, I'll just get up, this is normal for me, but people like get motivated by that, they get inspired by that, they need to see it. And you know what I'm saying, you might just start the next artist booming or next big YouTuber booming just from your work ethic.
Remember Behind the Music?
What was that?
Behind the Music?
I don't remember that.
You remember that? Y'all remember Behind the Music?
Nope.
Was it called Behind the Music?
I have no clue what you're talking about.
I don't know.
Y'all don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't know. Nope. You the one love BET.
Y'all remember Inside the Label?
Where are these shows?
Fuck no.
What are these shows? I was watching MTV Jams. I was watching MTV Jams.
How old are you niggas?
I'm 25.
Man, 26. If y'all remember 106 and Park and all of that, y'all remember Behind the Music.
You talking about them little side shows that they had on BET. I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't remember
I barely
that.
Remember Rap City.
Facts.
You don't? What?
I barely remember Rap City.
Barely.
Like, barely.
Behind the Music, basically, it would tell those like untold stories of hip hop and the things
that
were going on. It's just remember when they just did the Death Row Chronicles?
I know you're talking about on BT.
It's sort of like that,
though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I know what you're talking about.
It's sort of like that, like where they just telling you like stuff that was happening behind the scenes.
Right. Like during that moment, like, nah, you would be perfect for that because you could tell certain stories about me and Snow that other people might not know.
Yeah. Nah, that's a fact.
You feel me? Behind the Music.
That's what's funny. I got too many behind the scenes stories with y'all, and it's just like, yeah, I got hella stories behind the scenes. So that would definitely be dope. I can get that going. An artist to artist type of thing, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be fire.
We need something like that, man.
Yeah.
Like, we need something like that. I think that I would hate for this to happen, but I feel like the direction that we're headed towards in the next few years, the kids that are fans of these people now, there's so much stuff they're not going to know about.
Yeah.
And a lot of that, too, could come from how accessible these people are because of social media.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the artists back in the day, they didn't have social media.
Yeah.
So it was kind of more interesting to get these untold stories and shit like that. But now you could just watch it on somebody fucking IG story and, you know exactly what went down at the function and all of that.
Nowadays, it's reverse. You'll kind of blow if you have a mystique if they don't know about you because everybody is so in your face. Mm-hmm. You know, like XXX. He kind of cracked because we had no clue about him. Yeah. We just seen the mugshot. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it was kind of a mystique because we're all in your face.
The weekend kind of had that mystique.
You know? So it's like, when they don't really see you, it kind of works reverse now. So even it would still be good for somebody like Lewis to, when you do capture those moments and you do maybe drop a little sprinkles of it, maybe like once a year or 6 months, that'll build somebody's mystique too, you know?
Yeah, facts.
Well, thank you for kicking it with us. We appreciate it, man.
Legendary for sure. Like,
we had to,
man.
You coming in here all fly and shit.
Yeah, I had to. Had to look good for you.
I've been waiting for your hat to fall off.
No, we good. It's on. It's stuck on. Yeah, I got this thing glued on. It's got a clothespin on the back.
I was wondering. I'm like, why this thing's hat ain't fell off yet? I knew that was going to be the clip.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you, everybody, for watching this interview with me and Almighty. Let us know how y'all like it. Let us know if you fuck with it. Make sure you share, like, subscribe, and we'll see y'all next time.